Okay, this is Martin Compton. Welcome to another edition of Push Technology on the e-teaching course. I'm here with Paul Ratty and Steve Dilks. Just to start off then, guys, can you give me a broad overview? What do we mean by push technology?
Push technology is other people's information. So you select certain people that you want to follow, and these people, when they submit a new RSS feed or a new video on YouTube, for example, you're actually emailed. So you're given the information that something new has arrived, so you can actually log onto your system and just basically look at it. So you could be sent an email or whatever.
So email, that's very good. So RSS feeds, direct email through subscriptions such as YouTube, brilliant. What about following people? What about social media?
That would be Twitter or Facebook. That would be Twitter or Facebook, where you could subscribe or follow certain people and you would get notification when they posted anything.
Yeah, so on a wall or a timeline or whatever.
On a wall or a timeline.
Good. So what do you think the benefit of that might be, Steve?
It's, one of the things is it saves you searching the web for the things that you want. This way you get it arriving on your doorstep, more or less. Desktop, maybe. would be a better word. Also, other people can, as a teacher, other people could subscribe to your YouTube account, and you could ask them to join in and view various things on YouTube.
Brilliant, good. So they can follow your account.
So they can follow your account. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, any other upsides or advantages that you can think of, Paul?
The upside to this is you could subscribe to a company, so when there is new technology on the market, you're informed straight away of this new technology, so you don't have to search the whole web. It's specific. It's been sifted for you. Yeah. The other thing is, it's also very good for your learners to keep up with you, because as you go along, you're submitting more films, videos, RSS feeds, whatever. And once the student knows how to log on to your page, then they have that up-to-date, instantaneous information delivery.
I think in your field, in plumbing, being up-to-date with innovations or, you know, offers or deals or whatever is really important, isn't it? You know, new bits of kit, new ways of doing things.
New technology.
In actual fact, that, I mean, I must say, I am subscribed to certain companies and they do send me emails with the new stuff.
So you do subscription?
The only downside is, I'd say, sometimes it's quite difficult to unsubscribe.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's the case with a lot of things, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so that's one disadvantage. Let's just move on to that then. What other disadvantages might you encounter with the ideas around push technology that it's being pushed onto you or your students?
Companies can be quite forceful, so you end up with a lot of pushing, I suppose, a lot of information coming to you almost every day. So now you automatically delete everything without opening anything.
Yeah.
And this is the whole purpose of pushing, is to be selective in your search criteria. But now you're given too much, too much information, and therefore you need another search criteria or selective search criteria. I think it works very well for YouTube because the students are quite comfortable on going onto YouTube, and then they can just follow what you're up to. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I put a new video on, they're informed, they can just look it up.
That's really good. Anything else to finish off with, Steve?
I can't think of anything.
will you be committing to embracing the social media, do you think?
I will try.
I mean, I think it's the easiest way of keeping students updated. Yeah. If they buy in, all you've got to do is a couple of posts, even just per week, and they're interested and they're hooked. Yeah. And it's good for differentiation.
I think I'd do it on Delicious, because I just link it to Delicious.
Exactly.
And they go to that and then they can see it.
Brilliant. Well done.